Oh, Dr. Charles F. Wishart, president of the college for 25 years, died yesterday morning at 10:20 a.m. There will be a memorial service for him here in the chapel at 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. All college appointments for that afternoon are canceled, including all classes and all events. I am not going to speak of Dr. Wishart this morning, but I hope that the substance of this service will have its own meaning in this regard. I'm very happy to say that Dr. Wishart had been in recent months preparing an autobiography. It's not really a full-dress autobiography. It's a series of sketches toward an autobiography running to about 200 typewritten pages. This was the work that he hoped would be his final work. And I was very happy to be able to tell him only a few days ago that the publication of this has all been arranged, that the manuscript is going forward, and we shall do our best to see that it appears on September 3rd, which would have been his 90th birthday. And this was for him, I assure you, a great source of joy. I'm going to ask that we stand this morning in a moment of silent tribute, which we shall conclude with a brief prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank thee for a life that has meant so much to this place, to so many people personally, in terms of most of what they believe and feel and think about the life that thou hast given us. Help us out of time to have a sense of thine own eternity, so that with joy and pride and expectation we meet these days. Be near to all who especially need thy help this morning. And help us to make our best tribute to a great life by doing well the things we have to do, that all here may be to thine honor and glory. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. A good many years ago, in reading one of the best of England's literary critics, I had my own mind very much moved by the statement that if you would ever take the words of Jesus straight, without any interlarding, without any description, without anything else, that you would come closer to understanding the Christian faith than in any other way. This meant something to me because it was a feeling that I had been more or less working toward for some time when I first read this. And on more than one occasion, I have tried to do this for myself, at least, to go through the four Gospels and ask yourself to write down in order, selecting from either Gospel, what to you would be the most direct statement possible of his life. Anybody can do this, and anybody's own copy would be different. But I'm going to ask you this morning to listen to the life of Jesus in his own words, and let your own mind catch up and pin down in the setting what is read. Pascal, the great French philosopher and mathematician, said, "The words of Jesus come so naturally and are so great that the miracle is that it seems he had not even thought of them, as though they came straight off the top of his mind." I still personally believe, and in Holy Week it's a thought that always comes back to me hard, that the critics of Christianity have to face one fact that they themselves have contributed. No matter what the so-called higher criticism of Christianity may have been, and frankly, you have a whole lot less trouble with that now than the boy at Oxford, Cambridge had 100 years ago. It's amazing when you think of that. But you know, the interesting thing is that nobody has ever missed the great point about our Lord, namely, that there was about him a kind of reasonableness that was not the language of somebody who was making preposterous or extravagant claims. As one person put it, and this is a familiar thought in Christian history, either our Lord was what he said he was, or he was a madman. And the people who have been hardest on him have never dared make that particular claim. This claim will be made quickly by anybody who wishes to make an attack on Christianity. This is the most obvious claim you could make. That claim has not been made. And I believe that as I read what I am about to read you this morning, you will begin to see the reasons as to why this is so. The first words and the last words are not the words of our Lord. "A voice was heard in Ramah, Rachel weeping for her children. And lo, the heavens were opened, and a voice from heaven saying, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.' The hour cometh, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Ye are the light of the world, and a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Not every one that saith unto me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And if any man do his will, he shall know of the doctrines. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and do them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Arise, take up thy bed, and walk. Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. And he that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. Cleanse that which is within. For the kingdom of heaven is likened to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed are the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. The kingdom of God is within you. But except ye become as little children, ye shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. And how think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he findeth, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. And I am the good shepherd who giveth his life for the sheep. A certain man had 2 sons, and he came to the first and said, sons, go work today in my vineyard. And he answered and said, I will not. But afterwards he repented and went. And he came to the second and said likewise, and he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. Whether of the train did the will of the Father? Verily I say unto you, the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Lazarus, come forth. I was ahungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Take, eat. This is my body. This is my blood of the New Testament, shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until the day I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Verily I say unto thee, this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, thy will be done. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Woman, behold thy son. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. And I, John, saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor unto it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations unto it. This is the best thing that was ever said of him in my notion. There was simply no strangeness about him, except the strangeness of perfection.